B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
It is. Yeah. But it's the, you know, they throw the fish.
Yeah, it was cool. 610-632-0975. Chris in Jersey's on the Fanatic. What's up, Chrissy?
Hey, gentlemen. Less than 70 hours. We're rocking it.
Let's go!
Yo, hey, last time I talked to you, you talked me off the ledge with the Sixers in the playoffs, man. So I appreciate you getting me through that.
Yeah, baby.
So all right, here's a question. We had a barbecue this weekend, and obviously all the guys were in the corner, and we're talking about football. And, well, two questions. Number one, do you think they brought Darren Sproles back because maybe Sanders isn't ready? Because doesn't he have that nagging, is it a groin injury?
Yeah, hamstring.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were thinking maybe he's like a backup for, you know, not backup, but you know what I mean, just until Sanders is ready to go.
I wouldn't read into that. I literally, he says he wants to go, he wants to play here, and they go, all right, man, you know, come on in, and he provides a special skill set in that you put him in. You don't have to give him a ton of touches. He's so dangerous from a wheel route standpoint. If you want him to return a punt here and there, I just think he just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, we were all happy with it. But the other question that we had was, so when they said, like, is he going to take a roster spot from another running back, or can they put him in like a special team?
No. Yeah, if you dress him, you're not dressing. He's going to wind up taking. So here's the thing: Adams is gone, Smallwood's gone.
Oh, Smallwood's leaving. Oh, come on, really?
That's my guy.
Are you heartbroken over that?
That's not my.
All right.
Yeah. So I mean, that's my guess. That's my guess is that you go into it with Howard and Sanders. And Clement and Sproles.
Oh, man, I cannot wait. I could sleep for 24 of the next 70 hours just so it'll go faster.
I know. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
So, all right, gentlemen.
All right, Chris. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, and we broadcast in the Xfinity Studios only from Comcast.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. It is time for Bring the Heat. It's been a nice vacation for me from the OK guy. Not having to deal with...
We got into it.
The OK guy?
Yeah.
Andrew? He brought his usual level of small-time
thinking. He left two messages. And one was when the Phillies were losing, and then one was when the Phillies came back and won against the Dodgers.
Oh, he premature called the
He left a message.
They're done.
We got all excited for nothing, okay, and all that stuff. And then Anthony was critical, even after the win, because it was, you know, Hector Neris blew another save, and they were lucky that they came back and won.
Yep.
And then the okay guy was upset that Anthony was still calling out the team, and he said, oh, we're still in the playoff race, okay.
Oh, geez.
So he left two separate messages.
He's like a fish on a dock, just flip-flopping around.
Okay.
Now, was he present Thursday and Friday?
We didn't do it. Bring the heat.
You gave it a rest?
Yeah, we gave it a rest. It was for you guys.
All right.
This is your segment.
All right.
Not, you can have it.
Let's see what we got today.
Here you go again, Gabe-alicious. That's feeling heavy. But do you have water weight gain like Patrick Shaq? You're a baseball manager. Come on, you know, what are you, Richard Simmons?
I tend to bloat when I have a lot of sodium.
Now, did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
When he talked about Eflin?
Yeah.
That his body is too heavy?
He's not overweight.
No.
But it's too heavy, and he's feeling heavy. Like, what does that mean,
dude?
And
his pictures are, and his stuff is light.
So he's a heavy body with light stuff.
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
Correct. That's what he said.
Oh.
That's why he's pitched poorly in his last four
starts.
How
about he just stinks?
How about he's not a big league pitcher? Is that an acceptable reason?
No, he's again, I don't even know why we even go down this road. It's the same nonsense. Hey, here's the problem with him. This same old rhetoric just not going to work. It's not working.
Game?
No, it's not going to work. It's going to work over a long season.
I told you, I'm no effing Dallas Green.
You're right.
I never will be.
Did you catch the...
What do you mean, a World Series champion?
Did you catch the piece where he said how courageous his team is?
Ooh, I did not hear that. Do we have audio of that we can dig up after
his
I bring the
team's
heat?
Courageous.
Ooh, very courageous.
As though they've won a Purple Heart.
They reminded me of Meg Ryan in Courage Under Fire.
Yeah, he's a clown.
We're out in Pittsburgh, and the Phillies are playing the Pirates on a Saturday night, and it's 50 days until Eagle season. Let me get it, boys! E-A-C-L-E-S-E-R!
Wow.
Yeah!
Now, I love that.
That's a great chant.
Now, that was awesome. See, we just got to tweak this line. See, I want calls like that. And even the first guy, like the Gabe-alicious guy, is good. He's good. But I want a different bed. Like, we got to change this up for football.
You want to get some samples. And we'll do it right here on the program.
Because you're good at coming up with the bed.
Yeah, my stuff's a little too aggressive. Yeah.
But it needs to be not as hot takey and not, you know, okay guy-ish.
Yeah. It needs to have...
And you got
to
be other things, like just like that call. Like, we're in Pittsburgh. We're watching the Phillies. It's 50 games.
Yeah, get that chant again.
Like, that was a great chant.
Great. That was good. A lot of bodies, you know, contributing on that chant.
That's a chant.
Man, those guys keep time like Mozart.
That's a chant.
And that was at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
That's awesome.
They took over with the Eagles chant, too. Phil's take two of three, and we got Eagles chants. That's good.
Couple of Iron Cities in the boys out there, I'm
That's
sure.
Nice.
That beer tastes like garbage.
Jason, welcome back. I missed your face. The breeze came through yesterday, broke the rubber mat, and extra innings against the Pittsburgh Rejects Bears to take the series. A day of rest today, and then also the Motor City to take on the Detroit Frosted Flakes. Low-fat milk only. Oh, my.
Oh, my is right.
Detroit Frosted Flakes.
Gabriel gets to stick around, right?
I love Gabriel. Oh, yeah. He's great. He's great. He's terrific.
I can't wait to hear Gabriel on the Eagles this season.
He's got to do...
Like giving us blow-by-blow.
He's got to come on as Doug now. See if he can do Doug. I bet you he could.
Gosh, it went great.
Like, he's instead of a, you know, Gabriel, he's a Gosh. He's got to be Gosh. Gosh, Douglas, you know.
Hi, Jason, it's Douglas.
Gosh, Jason, it's Douglas.
Oh, yeah, golly.
Yeah.
Doug uses those, like, wholesome words.
Yeah, he is.
He's like Little House on the Prairie.
Richie Cunningham.
Yeah.
I got a bone to pick the bro, Petunias, out there on Thursday in the heat. They should have been inside and underneath the air conditioner.
No one cares.
Yeah, they were complaining about the heat out there at their broadcast.
No, it's wild. I mean,
it's hot.
No, I don't know.
We got through it. And I made sure to mention, hey, we're complaining about the heat, but if you're actually working outside,
you're a roofer.
Like, we feel for you guys and...
Your blacktop.
Stay hydrated. Yeah. Talked about the people doing construction in the city.
Yeah.
People working on roofs.
I'll tell you, that is hard. When it's hot like that, too,
you can't
get air.
Yeah. It's horrible.
And you don't even need to move to sweat.
No.
It just pours off you.
Yeah.
It was.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you being in California, there's just no humidity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's outrageous. I mean, the weather's. It's the best weather in the world.
Yeah, it can be 81 degrees here, and if it's humid, it doesn't matter. It's still just gross.
Right. No, it's 78 and, like, perfectly, not a cloud in the sky, and you just feel alive. Like, yeah. I get that weather thing's real.
Yeah.
At nighttime, I mean, you know, it's 62 degrees.
What do you think about, like, San Fran's weather in the summer?
Well, they're different because their weather pattern's different. And their summer is in September, October.
That's when it's the hottest there?
Yeah. It's hot in October. Yeah. It'll be 85 degrees. But in the summertime, San Francisco, it's like 65.
68, like 55 at night.
Yeah. No, it's in low 60s, yeah.
Is that right? Oh, that's like fall.
Yeah, well, that's their because season.
The way it's in that Bay Area.
Yeah, but
you go to that mountain, this is a whole different story.
Right, but if you look at that city, come October, that's summertime.
Wow. 610-632-0975. That's Bring the Heat. Hit the Bring the Heat line, 610-771-9751. It's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for what's been a tough summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com and to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. So hit the line tonight with whatever you got, and we'll check it out tomorrow at 1 o'clock here on the Midday Show. Some open lines that we've cleared out, Anthony, at 610-632-0975. You want the John Dornbos Ellen joke about the Cowboys?
Sure.
So I guess he made an appearance on Ellen. He's done that several times now.
He's a veteran of that show.
Yeah, he goes on, does his magic and, you know, his act and everything, and does a great job with it. So here's his joke. He put it on his Instagram page. It says, on the first day of school, a teacher tells her students that she's a Cowboys fan. So the teacher asks her students to raise their hands if they are also Cowboy fans. Everyone in the class raised their hand except one little girl. The little girl said, I'm an Eagles fan. So the teacher asked little Lily why she's an Eagles fan. Lily responded by saying, well, my mom and dad are Eagle fans, so I'm an Eagles fan. Well, said the teacher, what if your mom and dad were idiots? Then what would you be? And Lily smiled and said, then I'd be a Cowboys fan.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
Nice little, I love it. Low-hanging fruit joke.
Yeah, that's
John
great.
John Dornbos.
That's terrific.
610-632-0975.
So let me ask you a question real quick.
Go ahead.
Odell Beckham felt like he was so disrespected by the Giants that he was going to retire.
Does he realize the contract that he signed?
No, that's what, you know, isn't it amazing?
Is that contract disrespectful?
Well, but again, that's the way he felt. It's in the GQ story. So he's on the cover of GQ, and he's talking a lot about, I'm talking about everything. From his career to sexual orientation to you name it, right? He talks about everything. But he said he actually felt that, you believe him at all, that I don't, that he was going to retire.
I don't know if he was going to retire, but I think he felt disrespected because he's bananas. Like he's off his rocker.
Here it is, right? So this is me being honest, quote, this team has not been good for the last 6 years, period. Even the year we went to the playoffs and everyone was talking about this and that, and we went there and I didn't have a great playoff game. Don't get me wrong, I had a terrible game, but I left the game with 7 targets. And I'm supposed to be your number one receiver. I left the game with 7 targets. We lost. They scored 40 points. I felt disrespected because I felt like I was the main reason at keeping that brand alive. They were getting primetime games at 5-11. Why? Because people wanted to see the show. You want to see me play. That's just a real rap. I'm not sitting here like it's because of me, but it's real. No, he's right about that.
To an extent, it's also the New York market.
He's right.
Yeah, the Jets are garbage.
People did want to go see him.
Well, he's a spectacle as a player. He's a tremendous talent.
Now, this is interesting because he said, I felt disrespected. They weren't even man enough to sit me down face to face and tell me what's going on.
Well, it's been dysfunctional in there in Giant Land with ownership, everything. It's been dysfunctional. The McAdoo experiment, the reliance on Eli Manning still, which is baffling.
Yeah, well, my God. But how about this? And this is interesting. And he's not wrong here. He says, you know, I all of a sudden I'm being called this and that, and then I'm texted by, then Shermer texts me. Oh, yeah, you heard the news?
What about being traded?
Yeah.
Wow. Usually that was a death sentence, getting traded to Cleveland.
Right.
Not so anymore, or at least apparently so. But that was like, hey, we're sending you to Siberia.
The only thing about Beckham was, you remember that Eagles Giants game, and he was crazy on the sidelines,
yelling at himself and stuff,
yelling at the fans, yelling, acting goofy.
Yeah,
he was yelling at the kicking thing that one time.
Yeah, the net, and he was yelling at like the thing that keeps him cool on the sideline.
He's a great player, but he's
bananas.
And I don't think that's a put on.
No, I think he's legit bananas.
So I would say
he's the diva receiver to the max.
I would say he's a little dramatic, and I would think that's overly dramatic. The retiring thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of fits his persona.
Yeah.
He wants people to kiss his rear end.
Well, I don't.
He's insecure.
Listen, he's not wrong with the job. I mean, that whole offense should have been around him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the most talented. I mean, he's more talented, but the leaps and bounds. Like, how stupid was the way they built that team? They built the team. You got a great receiver.
So you draft Saquon.
Well, it's fine if you want to get Saquon, but I'm saying before that.
Yeah.
You got Beckham, right? You got to get Eli Manning help to protect him.
Yeah, and they never have done that.
They drafted that tight end who was a glorified receiver in the first round.
Who was that? Was that
Evan Ingram?
Evan Ingram, yeah. Yeah, you're right. They're hanging on to Eli.
And they even signed guys out. Like, worry about your offensive line. Build your offensive line. You got a weapon in Beckham. You got a running back where you were going to have a running back.
And if you're going to have a statue of a quarterback in Manning, you better have protection.
Right.
Because he can't escape.
Yeah. I mean, the Giants and the Redskins are going to be horrific.
Yeah. It's amazing. If you look at the teams in the NFC East, there's some level of dysfunction with three of the four teams. From Jerry's involvement in Cowboy Land.
Well, this is a big year for, this is a real big year for Jason Garrett.
Mm-hmm. He was ranked in those coaches' rankings like in the middle of the pack, like 16th or something.
Or 17 he was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad. Yeah. You know, like, you've been there that long.
Yeah.
And you're only 17th. Is Doug the fifth best coach in the NFL? Because they had Doug ranked five.
Is he fifth in the NFL? Well, I think we all agree Belichick number one. We're good there. If you're going to go, is Pete Carroll too high at two?
No. I mean, Pete Carroll's a good coach, though.
Yeah, but
if you think he's high, he ain't gonna be high. But he's a good coach, and talk about guys who won a lot of games.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna put Pete Carroll at two, though. He won one Super Bowl. He goofed on the other one with that play call, throwing it, not giving it to Marshawn.
Well, that was terrible.
Yeah,
that was his offensive coordinator, but still,
I think we're okay with Sean Payton being ahead of Doug. Right?
Yes.
Are we okay with Andy Reid being ahead of Doug, even though Andy has not won a Super Bowl and Doug has?
He's number eight all time in wins.
Yeah, but that's also longevity.
He's averaging close to 10 wins a season.
Mm-hmm. But he's buckled in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he's
got to consider that.
Yeah, no.
Doug won a Super Bowl with a backup.
He's averaging close to 10 wins a season. I mean, he's averaging 9.8 wins a season.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Over 20 years.
Yeah, he's been around a long time, and he's got a lot of wins. But
yeah, I think I got to give him some respect.
He gets respect, I agree. But would you rather have Andy Reid coaching this team this year or Doug Peterson?
Well, this is Doug's team.
Mm-hmm.
I think Andy's a really good offensive coach. So.
I do, too. I agree with you on that. McVay, he's lower than Doug. He's at six, and Doug's at five. Now, he got his doors blown off in the Super Bowl, McVay.
I think he's a good coach, but, I don't know. I don't know if he's a genius, everybody says.
I hate Sean McVay. Can't stand him.
Is that because of all the glory he gets?
Yeah, that's why I actively rooted for the Patriots in the Super Bowl last year.
You actively rooted for the Patriots?
I didn't paint my face blue and white, but I wanted the Patriots to win because I hate Sean McVay.
Wow.
And I don't want people to say, Jared Goff won before Carson.
It's a violation on you.
No, it's not.
Harbaugh is at seven. I'm fine with that.
I'm a big Harbaugh fan.
Anthony Lynn at eight. Is that a little lofty too early?
Could be.
Tomlin.
He's won a lot of games.
Yeah. Well, he's won a Super Bowl.
I like his fiery attitude.
Yeah, I do too.
And listen, he's a guy that, I like him. He focuses on the game. He has coordinators. Head's not buried in a chart, which I like.
Ben Rivera.
Who?
Ron Rivera.
Ron Revere's a good coach.
Little Benny Dribbler.
He's a good coach.
How about Matt Nagy?
I like Nagy. He's young, but I like Nagy. He's a local guy. I like him a lot.
They got Gruden at 15. Is that overrated?
Well, you know, it's hard to judge him on this way back because he gutted the team.
Yeah.
He's not going to be good this year. And I think
he won with Dungy's guys in Tampa.
But I think that was, yeah, but when he's in Oakland, he had a good team.
Yeah. Bruce Arians is at 16, new Tampa Bay coach.
I'm a big Arians fan.
I like Bruce, former Temple coach. Then Garrett's at 17, as you mentioned.
He's a good Arians, a good offensive coach.
Doug Marrone.
I like Doug Marrone, too.
Bill O'Brien, they got it at 19. Well, that's a little bit.
My boy, I like Sean McDermott.
Yeah, he's 21. Jay Gruden. Kyle Shanahan.
He's good. You watch. He'll be good.
Yeah?
He'll be good, San Fran.
How about Vic Fangio?
Oh, he's been around forever, Vic. He's one of those, been around forever, got a shot.
Yep.
Defensive guy.
You get a quarterback, you got a real shot. You need a quarterback. 610-632-0975. Matt Patricia, you like him at all?
He hasn't really done anything.
The Belichick tree.
That is over.
It doesn't really shake anything off.
You know what the worst is? Oh, my God.
Charlie Weiss.
Yes! I was going to say that. I don't know why this guy gets on my nerves, right? So, wait, Andrew Tunis. So, he does a radio show on NFL radio. So, I like the satellite shows. Like, I do the NBA radio all the time. I like the NFL radio. But this guy does a radio show, and he's the worst.
No personality?
When I say the worst, he's constantly, like, burping on the air.
What?
Yeah,
what?
No, it's unbelievable.
He'll just belch?
Yes. He yawned. That was it. It was driving me nuts. He was yawning on the air.
Dude, turn off your mic if you're going to yawn.
Like 3 days, like this.
What's going on?
I was like, dude, you're on the air, coach.
Could you sound a little engaged?
And like and then he told this caller, I forget what it was. What was it? It was the greatest. I go, what? He said, we're not going to get into this bounty gate right now. No, it wasn't bounty gate. It was something stupid, right?
Flight gate.
And he said, we're not going to get into this controversy. I go, dude, stop. Some controversy. Talk about a dude that takes himself way seriously, and he blows.
Yeah.
Like, he sucks.
Gets that Notre Dame job.
He was horrible, Notre Dame.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Yep. That's amazing.
He walks around like he is... Like
he's Belichick.
Yes! He's the worst. Like, the worst. I have to listen only to torture myself every, like, for, like, 2 minutes. I'm good.
You're like, I've had enough of this guy.
Has he ever passed gas on air?
Seriously. The things he does on air, I'm going, all right, whatever. You know, I get it. You're a football coach. But, like, he has no interest in talking to people.
And that's his job.
It's like, yo, dude, like, you know, you're an NFL, you were a big time coach in football, NFL, in college. You failed, but, you know, you didn't do anything outside of Belichick. But how about you be a little gracious to people? Creep, stone creep.
Yawning and
farting. Oh, you're the worst.
I got a Francesa fart.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, did you hear that?
What's that on purpose?
He asked if you heard it.
Oh, my God.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, did you hear that?
Oh, my God. When did that happen?
No, stop. That's not real.
It is.
That's not real.
Yeah, did you hear that?
No, man. Oh, come on, stop. That's horrible.
Okay, it's back. Did you hear that?
Oh, my goodness. That had to happen to me during an interview with a Flyers player.
What?
Off-ice interview with Chris Vandevelde. Right? And I'm interviewing him, and walks into that room where I do the interviews.
Right.
Former Between the Benches guy. And just unloads. And we couldn't even continue the interview.
Oh, that's different.
It wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't me that did it.
Yeah, that's different.
He walked by and let loose.
Yeah.
With a thunderous roor.
Yeah, did you hear that?
And Vandevelde and I were like, oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Chris Vandevelde. First of all, what was he doing on the team? Second of all, why was I
dropped the bomb?
The former in between the benches guy.
Yeah.
How many former are there?
Yeah.
Look at Adam.
Come on.
Oh my God.
No. Another one.
All right.
Did radio.
Is he on TV now?
Yeah, you know who he is.
I love him.
Yeah, he lit loose, though.
Big fan of his.
610-632-0975. That is the number.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, did you hear that?
That's horrible. We were talking about this. It was funny with Tyrone. The nature of... What's that noise?
It's part of the bed.
Oh, okay. The nature of fandom, right, and how we love sports, and I know, and Tyrone's going to talk about it a little bit today because he got an angry tweet from a hockey person, a Flyers person.
Yeah, well, I've gotten tagged into this now too.
And yes, you have been because you're going to be the guy that makes the final call. But we talk about sports here. It's not really hard. We talk about what's on the front lobe of people's minds. That's it. Front lobe stuff. What's your frontal lobe? Football. Well, now it's football.
Yep.
Right? Now it's going to be football through now. And then, you know, when Sixers start, there's going to be a lot of Sixer talk.
Yep.
Now, we just got off a dead period where it was like anything, free for all.
Yeah.
And during that free for all, the NBA came up a lot because the NBA was newsworthy. It had a lot of newsy situations. Like, people know about Russell Westbrook, and they know about their stars, and that's what it is. A lot more than the hockey stars.
Yeah.
And the movement of these, let's face it, too, the offseason of the NBA was historic.
Unbelievable. The biggest names moving all
Kevin
over
Durant,
place.
Kyrie Irving, yep. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard. No, it's just,
Jimmy Butler.
I mean, you name it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have, I mean, that the heavyweights of the sport are moving. So that's going to be a topic of conversation. Whereas normally it's like, what season is either here or upon us? Because then we're excited.
Yeah.
And, you know, football being the top of the pecking order.
Clearly.
But there's no, the reason why there's no hockey talk right now is that you got the sports dead right now. It's July. So yeah. There's no happening, right?
And it's not on the horizon.
So, exactly. So you don't play until you start the preseason mid-September.
Yeah.
Which is too early anyway. But
yeah.
Regardless, you're not going to talk about it then. And the other curse is they're a middling team.
Yep.
As far as just a mediocre, middling, nothing interesting about them.
Yeah. You can't celebrate getting into a playoff and getting knocked out in the first round. That's no accomplishment.
No.
Not when you don't move the ball forward ever. Now, they've made a lot of changes, and the only way you win back any piece of the pie, and it's tough now because the other winter sports team, and we talked about it, which was necessitated the process, because since 2001, they've been just that middling team, the Sixers. But now they're not. And it's why we were interested in where Westbrook's going and where Kyrie's going and the Nets trying to build something for real there, because the Sixers are in that elite level of teams
exactly.
trying to win an NBA title.
Exactly.
So the trickle-down effect.
Listen, I love the Flyers. I do. Yep. I mean, you can vouch for my my hockey line. I do. I love it.
Yep.
But, I mean, let's be real. We got, there's four teams, and we love them all. But there's certain teams that are going to take precedence, and the Eagles always get it. But there's going to be teams that when they're good and elite, they're going to take over. Like the Phillies took over from 07 through 11. And now the Sixers are taking over.
Yeah. And there's ebbs and flows.
And I remember, I got news for you. You know, I remember going Flyer talk heavy during the runs.
Oh, yeah.
During the big playoff runs.
Mm-hmm.
When we're doing 4 or 5, I was doing 5-hour shows across the street talking big time hockey. 5 hours.
Yeah. As they're running through round after round.
You were with me.
Yeah, we were there. Yep, absolutely. And they're going to have to win to grab a piece of the market share.
That's it.
It doesn't matter if you go out and sign whoever. If you don't win, it doesn't matter. So whether you sign a guy that's a splash, if you don't win combined with that, it doesn't matter. If you don't sign a splash, but you win, then you got yourself a fighting chance.
Yeah.
Because all that matters is winning.
Yeah.
What's enjoyable? Like, you can sit there and say, well, the product is boring or they're stuck in a different time period, whatever. Winning's fun, no matter how you do it.
Listen, exactly. It doesn't matter is right.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Nick in Warrington on the Fanatic. Hey, Nicky.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo, Nick.
I just wanted to call up, talk about the Eagles, and you just said winning's fun. I think we're going to be doing a lot of winning this year. Super Bowl aspirations just like you guys do.
Yeah, look, you know, this is it. You start the season, you go, no reason why they can't win at all.
Exactly. Well, what I wanted to call up and talk about is I think probably the position where we've upgraded the most has got to be running back. Last year, I feel like it was a big question mark. We kind of had different guys in and out of lineup every week.
And, yeah, definitely.
Although we got kind of restocked, I think people were kind of sleeping on Miles Sanders a little bit. I was going to school at Penn State the exact same time he was, so I watched him pretty much every week. And I think people are going to be real surprised when he comes out of the gate this year. I think he's going to be not really on everyone's radar for other teams, and I think he's going to take advantage of it.
Yeah, listen, I think he's a good change of pace to Jordan Howard. I think he's got moves. I'm hopeful. I'm excited for it. I agree with you when it comes to the backs. I mean, you now go into it. I like Corey Clement, and I add Darren Sproles to that mix. I mean, that's a good mix.
Exactly. That's a committee that could really get a lot done. I love to see Sproles being brought back. It's a little, you know, unfortunate, though, because I get my guy Josh Adams. I'd like to see him stick around, but he might be on the outside looking in now that Darren's gonna be back.
Yeah, I think it's tough for, you know, you got four backs right there. Smallwood could be the fifth back if they decide to go that route, only because he can catch the ball. He can do a couple different things out of the backfield.
Exactly. It's gonna be like a game time decision come the end of camp, but either way it goes, I think we got a lot to look forward to this year.
I think we can officially thanks, Nick. I think we can all officially right, thanks, end John. The Danelle Pumphrey era.
Yeah, see you.
See you later.
He's out.
Yeah, maybe he can hang around on the practice squad.
I mean, you got four. You don't really need any more backs. You know, if it all depends on how many linemen they want to keep.
If they end up trying to keep Josh Adams and put him through to the practice squad, somebody's probably going to grab him. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
He's gotten enough of a look at the NFL level to be able to, somebody to grab him for a depth.
Yeah.
On some other team, he's probably not going to get passed through to the practice squad. But Pumphrey, no problem. What do you got on Wentz, Andrew?
So you guys remember Mike Sando from ESPN, now with The Athletic? Every single year he does quarterback rankings and he speaks to coaches and executives around the league. And he does some sort of algorithm and asks them where they rank quarterbacks. And they have Carson Wentz ranked as the 10th quarterback in the league.
The 10th quarterback.
Yes, I don't have the entire article in front of me.
Now that's 10th. Okay. So that's interesting to me.
And he was 9th last year. He went down one grade or one spot.
I think that's right. 10th.
Do you?
Going into the year.
Hmm.
Now what he also does is he asks them if they're a tier 1 or a tier 2 quarterback. So Carson Wentz got 5 tier 1 votes and the rest were tier 2 votes. So combined he has 39 votes for tier 1 and tier 2. Other notable quarterbacks, Nick Foles only has 18, so for you Folesian society.
Well, he's not a tier one quarterback.
And Dak Prescott has 16.
Yeah, he's not a tier one quarterback either.
So Carson Wentz.
10.
All right, so who's ahead of him?
I don't have the thing in front of me. I don't have the entire article.
Okay, but so here's the deal. If you're going to be honest, right, and say, and this is going into it. Now, I'm, put it this way, at the end of the season, if he's still 10, I would be upset.
Oh, yeah.
All right? So if he's still 10, then I'm upset. Now, here's what you would say. You would go Brady. Let's go old-timers.
All right.
Brady, Breeze, Ralph, Ben, right?
Yeah.
You go
Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Yep.
You go Wilson, right?
Yeah.
You go Ryan.
Yep.
You go Luck.
Yep. Mahomes.
You go Mahomes. That's eight.
Rivers.
Rivers, nine. And there's Carson's 10.
So, did you have Ryan in there?
I didn't even put Baker Mayfield. I put Ryan in there.
Okay. Stafford, no. Deshaun Watson, no. You can't put those guys ahead of him. Goff, no. Cam Newton, no.
But that, I mean, that kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah. 10?
Mm. I'll print out for you what one of the, I don't know if it was a coach or an executive, but what one of them said about Carson. I'll print that out for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of fair going into the season.
All right.
I mean, you're going into the season, Brady, Breeze, Ben, Rodgers, Wilson, Ryan, Luck. I mean, that's a pretty, and then Mahomes is Mahomes, right? Because he's so young, he looks so good so early. So, and you got Rivers.
Yeah, a lot of pedigree in that.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to prove it.
Yeah.
So by the end of it, I'm expecting him to be
top three.
I was going to say top five.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Pair tickets up for grabs right now on the contest line at 215-263-0975 to see the Professional Fighters League MMA at Ocean Casino Resort. It's this Saturday, July 25th. Buy tickets online at theoceanac.com or at the door. Tickets are on sale now, but a pair on the contest line at 215-263-0975 right now. Midday show, back after this.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Tomorrow, quarterbacks, baby. Football.
Yeah, we'll dive into that list tomorrow. Very interesting stuff. By the way, congrats to Jason Mink. He scores the tickets to the Professional Fighters.
Mink.
The league MMA at Ocean
Mink.
Resort, Casino Resort.
Mink.
This Saturday. Buy tickets on theoceanac.com or at the door. Tickets are on sale now, so congrats to Jason Mink. He's going to the MMA fight. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Jake in Robbinsville. Joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Jake?
Hey, how you doing, Jason? How you doing, cuz?
What's up, Jake?
What's up, man? Beautiful day out. Beautiful day out.
So you ready or what?
Oh, yeah.
Ready for football or what?
Wanted to talk some Eagles with you.
Yes.
So, I just kind of wanted to discuss the Eagles' backfield situation for this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a little bit too much running backs on our roster right now. I wanted to know what you guys thought and what do you think the distribution is going to be between the backs. I know Jordan
too
Howard.
Much? I don't think you can have too many backs.
I mean, I just think that like you have to have more of a precise game plan. I just think that Jordan Howard's a good back and he'll get a majority of the carries, but where's it going to fall between Smallwood, Sproles?
Well, I don't think Smallwood's. If he makes the team, I kind of would be surprised. He could be the fifth guy. He won't dress.
Right. What do you guys think of possibly trading for somebody like Melvin Gordon?
No. I mean, you're
if you were to trade away Jordan Howard and like...
He just acquired him.
Nah. He doesn't have that kind of... First of all, I don't think the Chargers want to get rid of Melvin Gordon.
You think they're going to pay him?
Yeah. I don't think they want to... I don't think they can go forward without Melvin Gordon.
I would tell you the same thing about the Steelers last year with Le'Veon.
Yeah, but didn't they have a good backup? He showed you. James Conner.
They did, but they didn't know they had a good backup going.
Sure, they did.
Well, they knew. We didn't know. They knew. And I like Eckler, but
they drafted him in the second round.
But you saw last year that he's not. He's a good like bit piece. You're not going to trade. And by the way, you're not trading for him, Jake. So don't even.
They don't have the cap space to trade for him and give him a new contract when Jordan Howard's on the last year of a deal.
I mean, Howie's been known to manipulate the cap pretty well.
No, it's not happening. And he's manipulated all. He's done his manipulations. I love people.
They get this thing. No, I'm telling you. Listen, charges. 99 out of 100 times, there is never a holdout. Le'Veon Bell was the one time out of 100.
And where he's going to regret it, he's never going to get that money back. Never. You don't get the money back. You have a playing window in the NFL, and it's small. You can't sit out a season and expect to make it back. Because he didn't even get the contract with the Jets that he was looking for.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he have gotten more money if he signed that one deal in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Not to mention the whole years of not getting a salary?
Yeah, I know.
Come on. That's just short-sighted. But look, I don't know what was going on in Pittsburgh. You usually don't have those kind of issues in Pittsburgh. But between him and Antonio Brown?
Well, they looked at it, and, again, they were looking at it, too. And they knew they had James Conner, and they knew that they had a certain what they felt. It was the same way with Antonio Brown. Now, I don't know. Are they going to miss those guys? They knew they had Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah. I mean, look, James Conner was right in their backyard, played a pit. I mean, they knew what they were getting into. And he was, beginning of last year, he was spectacular. He was at, like, top fantasy play.
Listen, I think you would always love to have those type of players. But, when you have your cost structure, that's what their cost structure is.
Yeah, and that speaks again to the...
And the running back is not a position where you're going to go all in at.
You're not going to allocate huge dollars there. You draft guys in the second or third round, you can get by.
Well, it's not fantasy football where you're like, I like Melvin Gordon too. But, I think there's the Eagles' back situation is really good. You drafted, the reason why you drafted, Miles Sanders is to be, Melvin Gordon type of, not his style, but to be that back.
Yeah, and if things work out with Jordan Howard and then you extend him.
Yeah, and chances are he won't.
Yeah.
Chances are he'll walk.
Yep.
And want to go where he gets his own team.
And then you go into next year with Sanders as your feature.
Exactly.
With supplemented by Corey Clement and others. Who that is remains to be seen. But there's always running backs out there to grab. All right, stay tuned. The Mikey Miss Show coming up next. Tyrone filling in today. Handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit their website, hand2shouldercenter.com. We're back tomorrow on a Tuesday right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.